From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report for the third day of June 2014. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. We'll discuss the agricultural energy markets with Harry Cooney out of GrowMark in Bloomington, Illinois. Look at the weather forecast with Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hear about the crop conditions and progress from the state statisticians in Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota, and I'll ask you to pledge your financial support to our agricultural programming. It is, after all, a private-public partnership. It's public radio for the farming world, and you are our private partnership. You can get in early right now at 217-244-9455. More on how to pledge in just a bit.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Let's check now the numbers from the CME Group in Chicago on this Tuesday afternoon. Futures in the soft red winter wheat finished at $7, or rather $6.12. That's down 8.25. It was the hard red July that was down 11 cents at $7.07. From the corn pit, July futures at $4.58. A settlement price 7.25 cents lower. December at 4.54, down 4.25. And the March corn at 4.63.5, down 4 cents. July at 4.76. That's for next year, down 3.75. July soybeans a loss today, down 19.25 cents at $14.81. August at 14.14.5, down 12.5. And September at 12.73, 8.75 lower. November beans $12.21, your new crop harvest month, down 8 cents in the bean pit. January futures at 12.27, 8 lower as well. And the March contract in the beans at 12.31, down 7.5. July down 8 at 12.35. Bean meal at $4.99.60, down $6.40. And the bean oil at $38.35. That finished 4 cents higher. Live cattle futures finished the June at $138.35, up 65 cents. August at $140.75, 95 cents higher. August feeder cattle at $198.30, 72.5 cents higher. In September at $198.77, up 17.5. June lean hogs today, $113.60 per 100 pounds, finished 47.5 cents higher. You, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report. It does come to you from Illinois Public Media. You can find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Crude oil for the day, July contract, $102.69 a barrel, 22 cents higher. RBOB gasoline at $2.94.8, that's a tenth of a cent lower for the wholesale price of gasoline. Ethanol futures are 4 cents lower, $2.29.5. Natural gas at $4.62.5, a penny and 3 tenths higher. Diesel fuel at $2.86.8, down 8 tenths of a cent. And gold futures finished 50 cents higher at $1,244.20 an ounce. The U.S. dollar at 80.52 is down 0.11 at this hour. Here's what the weather forecast looks like. This comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies, a high of 86 degrees on a west-northwest wind at about 9 miles an hour. And then tonight, showers, a few thunderstorms. Those are likely after 1 a.m. Some of the storms should and could produce heavy rainfall, mostly cloudy, a low of 65 degrees. Calm winds out of the east-southeast at 5 to 9 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation set at 60%. On Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could again produce heavy rainfall. A high of 81 degrees on a southeast wind at 13 to 17. Turning to the northwest by the afternoon, winds could gust as high as 24. Chance of rainfall for Wednesday during the day, 80%, and then 30% for Wednesday night. Showers and thunderstorms all coming before 1 a.m. After that, mostly cloudy and a low of 55 degrees on a north-northeast wind at 11 to 15, gusting to 21. Thursday, sunny skies in 76, partly cloudy in 57 Thursday night, mostly sunny in 78 on Friday. And Friday evening, mostly clear, a low of 59 degrees. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, sunny in 79. And Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and 77. More on the weather forecast when we get to the bottom of the half hour. We'll talk with Don Day of Day Weather. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You know, from time to time, we come to you and ask you for your pledge of financial support. And at this time of year, it's really important for one simple reason. We're wrapping up our funding year, meaning that we're going to put all the money in the bank that we're going to have to spend next year by the 30th day of this month. Now, you know, the end of this month is a big month for all kinds of things, including all the acreage report from USDA and the grain stocks numbers. But for us, it'll tell us how much money we have to spend in the coming year. Now, we're a little short when we started this drive. We're catching up, but we need your help. We really do, and we need it right now. I'm kind of hopeful that you'll pledge at the $200 level, $500 level, $100 level, $50, whatever you can afford really works for us. It's simple and easy, but I need you to do it now. I really do. 217-244-9455 is the number to call in and make that pledge. If you listen online, please do give as well. And you can do that just at willag.org. Up at the top of the page, you'll see a little red rectangle that says donate in it. Hit that button and you'll find a place that says agriculture. No matter how you do this, make sure you tell them agriculture one way or the other. Les Schulte, that's important for the ag audience to do.
It sure is, Todd, because you know, we want to keep track of what people are interested in. What services do they use from the station? What do they find important? So if you find that the agricultural news and information you receive here, whether it be over the air or you, maybe you listen to a podcast or two during the week, or maybe you get our newsletter on the weekends, if you find that all of those services important to you and your business, mention that when you make that pledge of support. I do want to mention, Todd, this is an important month. Because by the end of the month, that's it. And we went into June with about a $350,000 gap from where we had budgeted to be at the end of the year going into July. So we thought, that's a pretty hefty one. But we can do that because our audience will understand. And so we're jump starting June here with a little mini drive today and tomorrow. Currently, we are at $83,930. $2 on our little tote board there from 225 listeners who have stepped up and done their part to ensure the services they use from the station will continue to be here. Now we're asking you, so maybe you can put us over that $84,000 mark right now with your call and pledge of support at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. Like you said, that $200 level, that sounds pretty good. If that fits into your budget, put it on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
It's the third day of June. This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, is on the phone line to take a look on this Tuesday at what the numbers look like from Chicago. And it was kind of bleak there at the CME Group today, wasn't it?
You know, it was really nice and green out when we see after the 8/10 of an inch of rain we got last night driving in this morning, but we haven't seen much but red since then.
Oh, yeah, I know. We got 8/10 of it. And then yesterday afternoon's USDA report from the crop progress said, oh, she looks great out there.
They did. You know, it was one of the within a percentage of the top rating for the first rating on corn that we ever had. You know, we caught up as far as planting goes, basically 95% done, right on schedule with everything that way. And the weather, extended weather forecast continues to look very, very favorable. So needless to say, we took some air out of the pumpkin here today, and it just, you know, it doesn't look as good. And we're down towards the levels that could turn us a little bit negative if we close below that $12 mark in the November beans. That doesn't look good technically-wise. If we go below the $6 on the July wheat, doesn't look very good. And, you know, the D's corn, if it breaks through $4.50, it doesn't look very good. So we're real close to those levels. Are we going to stabilize, or are we going to go down through and look nasty? I don't know.
Yeah, so it all depends at this point. At least the trade is all looking forward to the crop that is in the ground. But, of course, we have some sort of short supplies for both old crop corn and soybeans. I'm wondering, will the trade have to come back to this, or will the commercial sector be glad to just go ahead and move it along with some basis moves that are at lower levels?
You know, that is a big question. But, you know, flat price-wise, you know, we do know that we're going to have to see some more exports come in on the beans to keep our balance sheet from going negative. And that way, and, you know, tomorrow we got the census report out that's going to tell us exactly, basically, what beans were imported during the last month, during April, that way. And we're going to, you know, take a real close look at that and see what's going on. And we know, you know, that we're going to have to establish and probably to get up to the balance sheet we're using right now, import another $30 million on top of what's already been imported or coming our way.
So we have lots of reports that are coming out. The census report tomorrow. We have a WASDE report due out next week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the month, we get some acreage reports and we get a grain stocks report. And I don't know. I suppose we could see some changes in any of those.
You know, we're never for sure. That's why we have to wait and see the report to tell. But, you know, we know that we're going to be very tight on old crop beans. We don't know for sure as to how everything else is going to play out and, you know, what acreage really got planted. Was there extra corn planted early when stuff was going in? Will there be corn acres switched to beans in the north part of the country where there's still that 5% left to plant? And or what did it get switched to? Or is it prevented plant?
What's your best advice to producers for the day? They just hang on?
I think right at these levels, we did see a couple of the advisory firms push sales of beans here today, just not wanting them to go below $12, and I think around the $12.25 that they did advance another 10%. So if you don't have any beans sold, why we'd probably say that's not an all bad thing. But if you're up to where you want to be, why we're going to sit tight and see what a couple of these reports say.
It was a little greener once we got over to the livestock side of the futures market. Everything was higher there.
Well, you know, great to starting grilling season, number one. Great demand for beef and pork out there right now. And, you know, and then as far as we look at it, feeders, why, as corn and beans, bean meal go down, why that sort of helps the feeders prices go up. So all the livestock is very, you know, we're tight on stocks just like we are on old crop beans in the open livestock market. And a big demand season coming up right now.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us on this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm kind of hopeful that you have begun to dial in at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. If not, now's a great time. If you're listening online, go back to our homepage at willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Hit that red button that says donate at the top of the page. However you do it, make sure you tell them, make sure you inform the folks that you are calling in support of agriculture. Dave Dickey and I kind of like the $200 level. $100 is great. $500 is fantastic. $50, magnificent. Whatever you can do to help us out. We are putting all the money in the bank at the end of the year by the 30th day of this month that we'll spend next year. It's kind of an odd thing even in the public radio system, but we do it and we make sure that the money is there before we spend it. We hope you appreciate that and that you appreciate our agricultural programming. Again, 217-244-9455. Call in with your pledge of financial support or willag.org and hit the red button at the top of the page.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Yesterday, the United States Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop progress report. It shows that as of the first day of June, 95% of the corn crop in the 18 reporting states had been planted. That compares with the rolling five-year average of 94%. 80% of that crop is up and growing. The normal emerged or rolling five-year number is exactly the same, or 80%. The condition of the corn crop is said to be in 76% good or excellent. That's actually 63% good and 13% excellent. Last year, those numbers were 52% and 11%, so well ahead of the condition of last year's corn crop. Soybeans now, planted acreage at 78% complete, compares with the rolling five-year average of 70%, and half of the crop is up and growing. That compares with 45% on the rolling five-year average. No national condition of the crop, but we do have updates with some condition of both the corn and soybean crops from Indiana, Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa.
This is Katie Andel, agricultural statistician for the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office. Iowa experienced extreme temperatures this week with a high of 90 degrees at Sibley and Howerden on Friday, as well as at Davenport and Iowa City on Saturday. Temperatures for the week averaged 8 degrees above normal. Thunderstorms were scattered over most of Iowa Monday and Tuesday, with the heaviest rains falling in west central Iowa. Parts of southern Iowa saw isolated storms midweek. Thunderstorms appeared in the far northwest part of the state Saturday and Sunday. Total rain for the week varied from a trace at Keosauqua to 5 inches near Castana. Average precipitation for the week was 0.66 inches, less than the normal 1.07 inches. With almost all of Iowa's corn acreage planted, 89% of the crop has emerged, 19 percentage points ahead of last year, but equal to the 5-year average. 82% of the corn crop was rated in good to excellent condition. Soybean planting progress reached 94% complete, almost 3 weeks ahead of last year and over 2 weeks ahead of normal. 63% of the soybean crop has emerged, 42 percentage points ahead of last year. This is Katie Andel reporting from the USDA NASS Iowa Field Office.
This is Mark Schleusener, state statistician for Illinois, with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Illinois had warm and dry weather last week, and many farmers were able to finish planting soybeans. The state rainfall averaged 0.62 inches last week, more than one-third of an inch below normal. Temperatures were more than 7 degrees above normal for last week. Corn planting reached 98% complete, up from 95% the previous week, and slightly ahead of the 5-year average of 94%. 91% of the crop has emerged compared to 82% normally. The condition of the crop declined slightly and was rated as 3% in very poor to poor condition, 27% in fair condition, and 70% in good to excellent condition. Soybean planting reached 85% complete, up from 64% the previous week, and well ahead of the 5-year average of 65%. Wheat headed is now 88% compared to 94% normally, and the first cutting of alfalfa hay is now 60% complete. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
This is Dan Loftus, state statistician for the USDA NASS Minnesota Field Office, with the weekly crop progress and condition report. Warm weather rapidly advanced crop emergence across Minnesota during the week. 93% of the expected corn acreage has been planted. That's 2 percentage points behind the 5-year average. Corn emergence was rated at 69%. That's 13 points behind average. The first corn condition ratings for the year came in at 0% very poor, 1% poor, 16% fair, 68% good, and 15% excellent. Soybean planting was 75% complete. That's 26 percentage points more than the previous week, but still 5 points behind the 5-year average. 38% of the soybean crop has emerged. For the USDA NASS, this is Dan Loftus.
This is Glenn Goodrich with the Great Lakes Regional Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service with the Indiana Crop and Weather Report for the week ending June 1st, 2014. Fieldwork was variable this week, as zero precipitation permitted some areas to be worked all week long, while downpours in other areas kept farmers out of the fields for the majority of the week. Precipitation totals ranged from 0 to 1.87 inches. Temperatures ranged between 51 and 90 degrees, varying on average between 5 and 10 degrees above normal statewide. Where weather permitted, farmers were finishing up corn and soybean planting, including replanting of any flood-damaged stands. Corn planted is nearly concluded at 95%, versus 93% last year and 87% 5-year average. The majority of corn has emerged as well at 83% statewide, versus 74% last year and 73% 5-year average. Corn that had emerged yellow was greening nicely with warmer temperatures. Side-dressing corn and spraying for weeds was well underway. Soybeans planted were also nearing the finish line at 81%, ahead of 74% last year and 66% 5-year average. Soybean emergence stood at 55%, compared to 45% last year and 46% 5-year average. Winter wheat continues to fare well, with most of the crop headed. Winter wheat jointing was concluding at 96% this week, the same as 96% last year, and slightly behind the 5-year average of 99%. Winter wheat headed was 84%, again the same as last year's 84%, and slightly behind the 5-year average of 91%. That concludes this week's Indiana Crop and Weather Report for the week ending June 1st, 2014. This is Glenn Goodrich reporting.
And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's check now the agricultural energy markets. Harry Cooney is with us. He's at GrowMark in Bloomington, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Harry.
Well, good afternoon, Todd, on a beautiful afternoon.
Well, how's come you're not on your cell phone and out on the golf course this afternoon is my question.
My golly, that's where I should be, you know, after the big cold winter and all the hype of just can't wait till it gets to be summer, and here I am still sitting inside.
You're still sitting inside, and you're still watching the numbers trade on the screen. What kinds of things should we talk about for the afternoon?
Well, I think what's happened here is we've seen a little sell-off here in the liquid fuel products, the gasoline, and especially diesel fuel. The gasoline hasn't sold off too much yet. It's probably 5 to 10 cents off its highs here, but the diesel fuel market has fallen at least that much or a little bit more here just in the past week or so. So it is giving a little opportunity to those end users who had not locked any diesel fuel in for the second half of the calendar year to take a look at the prices that are being offered out there. Talk to your local FS member cooperative about the prices and programs that are being offered, and then get in line just in case something would happen on the upside here in the last half of the year. I mean, for example, the U.S. hurricane season just began here June 1st, and we haven't had many hurricanes in the past few years that have really been meaningful. And one of these years, it'll kind of surprise us again. So just something like that can prop up oil prices. And so having some type of coverage out there is definitely warranted.
So is this a seasonal dip in the marketplace or not?
This is a seasonal dip that normally occurs. It's happened a couple of times here. It happened the first week in May, and now it's happening the first week in June. However, some seasonal studies suggest that gasoline and diesel fuel tend to firm up from these lows in May and early June. Prices tend to firm up going on out into mid to late summer, sometimes even all the way out into early to mid fall. Each year is a little different, so it's you just kind of go off of the averages, but overall the tendency is if you haven't got that second half bought by here in May to early June, you want to get it locked in at least a portion of your. We never say to go lock in 100%, but at least get a portion of it locked in.
And finally, very quickly, during the winter months, propane got really short. It got really high priced. Have we done anything with the stocks after all that cold?
Well, you're exactly right. Very good point. I'm glad you asked that question, really, because we have really, the U.S. has rebounded in stocks quite well. We're not quite up to the average overall for this week of the year, but we're catching up quite a bit because we've had above normal builds for about the last 4 or 5 weeks in a row here. So we've come up out of the lows of the end of last season stocks, and so we're looking a lot better than where we are. And so now we're looking to see if we can get built back up to about 65 million barrels in the U.S. And my guess is that we will be able to get up to those levels, and we'll have adequate stocks for grain drying. Looks like there could be a big crop. Whether we'll need much drying for it, though, and then for the home heat needs also. Should be in good shape.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That is Harry Cooney. He's with GrowMark out of Bloomington, Illinois. He joins us on this Tuesday afternoon to talk about the agricultural energy markets. In a couple of minutes, Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming will be here. He'll help us take a look at the weather forecast, which is not cold like it was when we were short of propane way back in the winter months. Man, I'm glad that month is over. It was a long winter. So stay with us, and we'll take a look at that weather forecast with Don right here on the Closing Market Report on a Tuesday afternoon from Illinois Public Media. Now, we, of course, are public radio for the farming world, and that means you're part of the picture. Actually, a big part of the picture all year long. We try to make sure that you're involved in the process, whether that's with what we're doing on air, online, in social media. Dave and I are both online at our Twitter accounts. You can catch him at David A. Dickey. You can catch me at Commodity Week. Our webpage at willag.org. Here's an interesting little thing, and I know this because I've looked at the numbers. Did you know, Les Schulte, that on USDA report days, the traffic to WILL's webpages, all of them, doubles?
So I understand.
Yeah, so it doubles. It doubles on USDA, and because that's a really important day.
That is
farmers.
Weird. Not weird, but I mean, I've looked at those numbers too, and you can see it.
It's a spike. Yep. And so if you're one of those guys or women that makes that journey to our webpage just because we have a really, and you can get the numbers other places, just really simple here. If you're one of the people that makes that trip to willag.org, then we'd kind of like you to help us out. Make a pledge at 217-244-9455.
However you use the service, you know, whether you use it online, on the air, in our newsletter, on the phone, however you use the service, we're here for you. And now this is a time when we want you to be here for us as we close out our fiscal year. So if you have not yet made your contribution to WILL, now is the time. 217-244-9455. Or maybe you can make that contribution online at willpledge.org. As Todd said, think about the $200 level. But if that doesn't fit into your budget, maybe $100 or maybe $300 or $400 fits in. If you think this service is valuable to your operation, make a contribution and keep the service going. 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. Thanks.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. If you haven't yet, dial in right now, please, at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. We do appreciate it. On the phone line is Don Day, meteorologist at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, to update the growing regions from around the planet. Don, where would you like to start today?
Well, let's start here at home.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, we're going to look at some pretty wet weather moving into the nation's midsection. Rainfall is going to be impressive here over the next week to 10 days. Now, with that is going to come some severe weather. There could be a lot of severe weather today, tomorrow, and Thursday, starting in the western high plains today, then working east across the Corn Belt tonight and tomorrow, and then the following day into the Ohio Valley, then eventually the east central part of the United States later in the week. However, this activity is going to produce some beneficial rains across Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, across Illinois, Indiana, into Ohio, southern Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, south and north Dakota. So key growing areas could be looking at rainfall amounts that could be 1 to over 4 inches over the next week to 10 days.
Well, beneficial would be 1.5 to 2.5. Anything more than that might be a little difficult to swallow.
We'll see if we can make it stop right there, but there's going to be some areas that will get more than that.
Is it a slow mover or does it move quickly?
Well, they're going to move quickly. It's just there's several of these. We've got the system in that's going to be coming through over the next 2 days, and we've got the Pacific basically reloading about every 72 to 48 hours or so, sending more systems through on a similar path. So after this system, there'll be two more coming, another one this weekend, another one the following week. So it's going to stay a busy weather pattern.
Oh, this sounds like a nice weather pattern as we go into June and July. Will it stick around that long?
Well, I think it will. We talked about how things were shaping up, the weather pattern that looked really favorable. If we could get warm in some areas and keep these frequent episodes of precipitation coming, and through this month and into early July, I don't see anything that makes me think that the current pattern's going to change. So it looks like a nice pattern.
It's a nice pattern for the United States. How about some of the other growing regions around the planet? I would think about Asia, parts of Europe, other places in the Northern Hemisphere.
Well, if we go over to Europe, first of all, they're not going to be as wet, although Western Europe looks to have some pretty good weather coming on right now. Eastern Europe, a little bit on the dry side, however, nothing excessively dry. If we were to go further east, over into Asia, take a look at China, their forecast there is looking fairly good. The growing areas there are looking at near normal or above normal precipitation, most of the central, southern, and western areas of China. Now, some areas of eastern China, a little warm and a little bit dry, but really nothing that sticks out as a real big problem area at the moment in the northern hemisphere.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can join us online at willag.org. However you happen to listen to us, please do pledge your financial support. If you're at Will Ag, hit contribute in the red button at the top of the page. Otherwise, call 217-244-9455. I kind of like the $200 level. Have a great afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.